This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
7:02 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn. Maryland Terps take on USC Trojans tonight at Xfinity Center. Trojans led by Desmond Claude and their big Josh Cohen. Claude is a pretty good ball player, 16 points a game, 4 assists. And Cohen is a presence inside at 6'10". Maryland's been on a roll lately, playing outstanding basketball. USC coming to the West Coast, to the East Coast. They are 6-8 in the conference, 14-11 overall. They're not a bad basketball team, but they are coming off a losing 3 out of the last 4 games, lost to Northwestern, Purdue, and just lost to Minnesota. They did beat Penn State in between Purdue and Minnesota.
I would tend to agree with you that they're not a bad basketball team, but they're like the Terps are a double-digit favorite for a reason.
Should be.
But USC tends to have these games where you're like, I think they can beat anyone, but more than likely, I think they can lose to anyone. You know what I mean? Like, there's some really bad games that they've had this year where you're like, how did you not show up for this one?
You mean USC?
Yeah. And again, like they had a couple of stretches, but over the last, handful of games and a couple of road games in there, they have been just dreadful on the road in the Big Ten. Again, it's tough to win there. Their key win this year was at Illinois when they were ranked 13th. But
they lost to Northwestern at Northwestern. Northwestern, mm-hmm. 4 wins in the conference. They lost that game, 77-75. They came off of beating Michigan State. So that's what I mean. You beat Michigan State, albeit at home, but Michigan State at the time was ranked 7th in the country.
But that was when, remember we were talking about, you're like, man, Michigan State's really
struggling. Like
that was the end of the struggle, and then they kind of flipped it after that.
Yeah, Michigan State now with 3 losses in the conference, I think, right behind Michigan. Yeah, again, it's a team that's proven they can get some upset wins because they also beat Illinois early in the season.
Yeah, I say that's their signature win because it's a road win against a ranked team.
Oh, Illinois is not the same team then that they are now. Illinois was ranked in the country, high in the country at the time, top 20, top 15.
I think
now they only went 1 game over 500.
I think Illinois is a top 25 team that just had a bad stretch here. And again, I can't take that away. They've had some injuries. They had the sickness that went through the team when the Terps beat them. Their big man was out. They've had a lot of issues.
A couple of guys out.
Yeah, because I think the flu bug or strep throat is going through the team.
Yeah,
the whole team got the flu. Did you hear that?
I heard that.
The flu. Anyway.
Yeah. So Terps tonight. You said 10.5 point favors.
Did you hear?
They scored 100 points. Over 100 points on Sunday.
That's ridiculous.
I'm not expecting that again tonight. Naturally, you can't expect 100 points from a college basketball team. It happens or it doesn't happen. But I think they put 80-85 up tonight.
I think that's a very good possibility. And one of the things that I liked is, when you start looking at it, I think it was Jordan Geronimo pointed up at the student section and said, we want to make sure you guys show up. We need you you that night to come out and support us. Because there was a lot of talk over the weekend at the Iowa game of where the hell were the students. And I'm like, look, you can't force these kids to go to games. And if you're putting out if you have a good product on the court, the field, whatever, you're hoping that they're going to come out. And the Terps have a good product this year.
Okay, it's Thursday. Ed likes to call this day
Friday, babe.
If USC's in town, and you're a student, what's your motivation for going to the game tonight? It's USC.
Go watch an ass whooping.
All right. Okay.
That's my motivation.
I got you.
Everybody likes to see an ass whooping. They just don't want one.
And our motivation would be it's college basketball. But if you're a student at Maryland, you got other options.
I didn't get in.
Okay. There you go.
What are we saying here? No. I get it too. And I'm not one of those people that always say, oh, you got to show up. You got to go out and buy tickets. But that's what you're hopeful for, especially when you have a good product. And I don't know if people are realizing this or not. I mean, with Derek Queen, Juju, and now the backcourt that you've developed.
Awesome.
You have a realistic shot of making a run in postseason play.
You do.
I'm not telling you you're making it to the Final Four. I'm not telling you you're winning a championship. I'm telling you that it is a possibility this year.
Are you telling me that we're not going to the Elite Eight? Can you tell me that?
I can't tell you that now. I want to see the matchups, but I think they're a Sweet 16 team, definitely.
I think they're a Sweet 16, but I'm not telling you that they're not going to the Elite Eight. Mm-hmm. I'm not stretching it to Final Four. But I think this team, you got bigs, you got guards. That's what you need.
Is that a way to get around it? Just keep saying, I'm not telling you this. And then when it happens, you go, no. Remember when I told you I wasn't telling you this?
No, I told you. Because I can't until, like you said, until you see the bracket.
Yep.
I think regardless of the bracket, they're Sweet 16.
Like, what happens if they get a bad seed and they end up playing a really good team? That's,
right.
Like, if they had to go out west and play a Cal Irvine, which that's a tough team to play. You know, I know people don't know the team, but like, sometimes matchups make fights.
With the seed that they're going to get, Ed, I don't think they could get a bad enough seed not to make Sweet 16. It would be an upset if they didn't go Sweet 16.
I'd be very disappointed if they don't make Sweet 16 this year.
So I'm saying, I'm telling you, I don't care where you put them. They're going Sweet 16.
Whoever they're playing, they should go at least that far. I think Elite Eight is possible this year.
I think even further is possible if you get the right break.
Yeah.
I heard somebody say that the SEC and the was it the SEC and Big Ten or Big 12 that could get so many teams in, and I think this is
Big Ten.
Bad for college hoops. And I'm going, what are you talking about?
Let's be fair.
Yeah, no.
Let's put teams in there that don't deserve it.
Yeah. You got 60-some teams going. I want to see the best teams.
I
you shouldn't miss any.
Yeah. I want to see that's the fairness stuff. Let's be fair.
They're not as good, but you got to be fair. No, that's not fair. It's not fair.
Let's be unfair. I mean, let's be fair to the ones who don't deserve it and unfair to the ones who do. Let's stop it. Now, if the SEC has 14 teams in it, then damn it, there's 14 teams that deserve to go. If the Big Ten has 9 teams, then that's 9 teams that deserve to go. All right, we have 23 teams. We got 40-something teams left. Keep it moving.
Yeah.
Just keep it moving.
Well, those are the estimates I hear. We had a guy, who do you have? So we have 13 teams
Jerry
for the
Palm.
SEC going. Was Jerry Palm?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he kind of laughed when he said it.
Yeah.
Because I think he was waiting for some pushback from us. And Jeremy said, no, that's about right.
Yeah.
That's about right.
I mean,
have you watched this conference? Arkansas is playing really good basketball games in the SEC. Arkansas, I'm sorry, is more deserving than the winner of the NEC.
Yeah.
Now, the winner of the NEC is going to go because that's the deal. But Arkansas deserves it more.
But you know the problem, if the best team in that conference doesn't win their conference championship, then all of a sudden you're making the decision, am I taking the 8th best team or the 10th best team from a good conference, or am I taking a team that was really good but didn't win their tournament at the end of the year? Because those are the ones that really kind of screw up things when they burst your bubble, because you want to take those teams that had the great year and just had a hiccup in the tournament. But sometimes when you're looking at the resumes, they're not even because they played a better one. How much have we talked about winning in the road in the SEC is tough? Alabama gave up 110 effing points last night.
Mm-hmm.
We just watched the number 4 team in the country go on the road and get blown up. We talked about Kansas can't win on the road in the Big 12. You got all these teams playing on the road against good teams is incredibly difficult, man.
As I posted on Facebook the other day, Jeremy, all schedules are created equal.
They're not.
They're just not.
Yeah.
410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the fans. Speaking of the SEC, the Big Ten, I'm going to talk about them. But football, reportedly they're working on a deal that would guarantee each conference 4 slots in the CFP. So more unfairness. We'll do that at 7:30. On the other side, Ed, we're giving out shovels.
Yes, we are. Mine are for the fans of the Philly sports fans in general. You're not going to believe how they thanked the GM for a Super Bowl win.
It's Philly. We're going to believe it. It's outrageous, but we'll believe
it. It's unbelievable.
If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us text 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter at BBMS 1057 The Fan. Shovels next.
The biggest idiots deserve the big bad shovel of wisdom. Sponsored by Jerry's Toyota. And their exclusive benefits, including free service maintenance for 4 years or 50,000 miles. Visit Jerry's Toyota just north of the Beltway on Bel Air Road and online at jerrystoyota.com. 105.7 The Fan.
Time to give shovels. If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter at BBMS. 105.7 The Fan. Ed Norris, who gets your shovel on this Thursday morning?
Philadelphia sports fans. Now, they just won the Super Bowl in impressive fashion.
Yeah.
That was as bad a beatdown as when the Buccaneers beat them, you know, 31-9. What was it, 41-22, whatever the hell. They kicked their ass. Anyway, so Philadelphia has another Super Bowl. Harry Roseman, I think, deserves a tremendous amount of the credit. I think more than the head coach for assembling that, because that roster is badass. I mean, it really is. I think it may be even better than the Ravens. I think the Ravens may have the best in the AFC, and they may have the best in the NFC.
Uh-huh.
So they have their victory parade. They start throwing beer cans at the truck float, whatever you want to call it, that is holding Howie Roseman. He gets hit in the forehead.
Yeah.
Did you see the size of that gash? He had a big head. Big,
oh, he's on the Eagles?
Big cut on his forehead. I mean, I'm like, that's a serious assault. You just threw a beer can at a man, hit him in the face.
Yeah.
In the face!
That's assault, brother.
Like right out of Hangover. In the face! Hit him in the face! Like, what the hell is wrong with you people? Seriously, how is that a celebration? Did you go burn his house down after that? What was that? What was that? And of course, people are like, oh, they're just Philly fans, and they're making light of it. It's not funny.
It's not at all.
People are just stupid.
Jeremy, who gets your shovel?
I guess I'm giving it to the city of Detroit. Did you guys see what I sent last night?
Yes.
So they had that flood, and what, was there a water main break there, too? Is that like?
I don't know. I was trying to find out if it was real when I saw it.
Yeah, so that's what Joe was just saying in my ear, Ed, that there was a water main break there. So you've got cars that... I just want to tell you, the water went up to where the window is. Like the door handle, the window right there. That level. And all of it froze in Detroit. It looks absolutely absurd when you see it.
Yeah.
You're like, that's just a gigantic ice rink. And all the cars are trapped in there. Like, what do you do there?
It's got to be totaled.
You wait.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
It's insane, right?
Thawed out.
Yeah. Wait till April.
You hear that? The whole city got frozen.
That's crazy. I'm going to make mine quickly because we actually had three callers want to give us a shovel today. That's crazy. Mine goes to the Chilean gang. You guys know the story. Burglars, seven of them, breaking into famous athletes' homes and stealing things, valued at now over $3 million. Well, in FBI documents, the gang members were undone because they posted photos for co-conspirators to see via iCloud. They put photos on iCloud. Images obtained and released by the FBI show three of the alleged burglars, along with an unidentified fourth man, posing with watches apparently stolen from the home of Milwaukee Bucks forward Bobby Portis Jr. Largely because of the images, the men are in federal custody and have been charged with conspiring to commit interstate transportation of stolen property. Thank God for dumb criminals, because if not for them, most of them wouldn't get caught. You post on iCloud. You post pictures of the work on iCloud.
Everybody knows you put it on Instagram.
Absolutely. Idiots. Chris in Baltimore, you got a shovel for us?
Yeah. Hopefully I get two in real quick.
We got a lot of callers. Just give us one.
All right. One with people with cell phones that don't know the difference between speakers and private.
I hate that.
Put it on private.
Oh, how about this, dude? Chris, get earbuds. Get earbuds. I hate that. Nobody cares about your conversation.
But that is kind of creepy, though, too, when you're in you're at the grocery store and someone's got a Bluetooth in and you don't know, and they start talking, and you turn and start talking to them, and they're like, who the hell are you talking to?
Be creepy. I don't want to hear your conversation.
I don't want to hear that.
I got to ask him just quickly. Guys at the bar the other day, I'm sitting having lunch, doing that, talking. I assume he's talking on his phone with earbuds on because there's no one anywhere near him, and he's just looking ahead and talking. I don't see one in his left ear. I make sure I go out of my way to leave the other way. He didn't have anything in his right ear either.
He was just talking.
He was talking to himself.
It's a pretty good conversation.
Mike in Baltimore. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Doing well. How are you, man?
I'm glad my shovel goes to the federal government and these car dealers pushing the electric vehicles. Man, electric vehicles, I mean, between the fact that the charging station, sometimes you get there and they out of order or non-existent, or even somebody's there and you got to wait a long while. I mean, they got to do a better job. They're trying to act like the gas car is going to be where the dinosaur. And electric vehicles is a nightmare unless you have a home with a driveway where you can charge it overnight.
Did you see what happened during the hurricane in Sarasota? All the electric vehicles went on fire because salt water sets those batteries off.
And those batteries are so expensive.
The cars burst into flames. It's very dangerous. So, yeah, this is a brilliant idea. He's right.
Rashawn in Baltimore. What's up, man?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Hey, Rashawn, people are upset with you.
For what?
Well, you're doing all this traveling and stuff and going everywhere, and their BG&E bills have gone up consequently.
Yeah, man, I ain't trying to pay your freaking travel bill.
You should see my BG&E bill, man. I ain't going to talk about that, man.
You got the hookup, though.
He's always charging with vibrators and stuff.
You know B&G. You're fine.
Y'all funny, man. Hey, but listen, man, I'm going to give a shovel to one of my friends, man. So,
who?
Listen, we had this trip planned. Dustin. His name is Dustin. All I'm going to put him out there. Hey, so we had this trip to Sarasota planned for like 2 months, right?
Uh-huh.
So he texted me this morning. I'm like, I called him. He's like, yeah, man, I ain't gonna be able to go no more. I'm like, why? He's like, man, I'm gonna set this one out, man. I don't feel comfortable flying right now. You know, all these planes having all these issues.
Oh,
and
for goodness
crashing.
Sake.
I'm like, what? I'm like, you got more chance of getting in a car accident, man, dying from a car accident.
Where are you guys about to go? Like, Sarasota. When?
Tomorrow.
So he tells you the day?
Yeah, he told me today, text me today, but I really think it's this girl from Dundalk he started dating, man. You know, so, you know, she's like a good six, maybe.
You get a fine, you stay with
her. What is she doing? What is she doing to stop him?
He's just in love right now, so I think he want to go out. She wanted to go out with him this weekend, something like that. So
does he know, though, that you can take that girl out of Dundalk, but you can't take the Dundalk out of that girl?
Or Highland Town.
He definitely can, man. I'm like, listen, more women for me down in Sarasota, so hey, man, you know.
No women?
And, I said more women for me.
Oh, okay.
I ain't got to share.
I don't like women no more.
What?
Thanks for the all the recommendation for the bars and the massage parlors too, man. I'm gonna check
10%,
them out,
man.
Yep.
Weekend,
all
man.
True. Let me know how it goes. Again, any more questions? Feel free.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Jeff Ehrman will be on at 8:45 to talk some Terps. But on the other side, college football, SEC, Big Ten reportedly working on a deal that would guarantee each conference 4 slots and a 14 or 16 team college football playoff. Is that fair? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Rob.
Yes,
I don't know if you know this.
Real quick, Rob.
But today is Thursday. That means we're giving out Metallica tickets all day. So you gotta pay attention to when you hear James Hetfield tell you to call in. But it's going to be coming up. So pay attention the next couple hours.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn. Looks a little sunny outside. Still cold as hell. Man. Make it stop, please.
Quite the winter.
Make it stop.
What was it you said the other day? There ain't no degrees.
Ain't no degrees outside. Ain't no degrees. The SEC and the Big Ten. Do we agree that they are the best two conferences in America?
Not close.
Yeah, it's not even close.
You know, college football, college basketball, both. They're the best. Well, the college football playoff is going to expand eventually to 14 to 16 teams. If that happens, those two conferences could take up eight of the seats, four for each.
Yeah.
Is that fair in your opinion?
Yes.
Yes. They're the best teams, best conferences.
But Michael Wilbon went off on this. Did you see that?
Where no, he did not.
He feels like that this is an inclusion with the other conferences and things that should go on, that you automatically give it to them. And I understand the thought process. Like, could there be a year that the Big Ten is down and only three of those teams should get in? Maybe, but
how
shut
often
up.
Does that happen?
I mean, yeah, but shut up. I mean, come on, seriously. Like, this is the problem I have, because you get it expanded. I don't think they need to expand from here, but you know they're going to, because there's more money in it. And everybody starts talking about these teams that just miss. Who cares? Like, if Boise State went undefeated in their conference, and we had a team like, I'll give you LSU, has a good year and goes 10-2 in the SEC, which one is more impressive to you? Going undefeated in a crappy conference, or going 10-2 in a conference that has, you know, 10 teams that could be ranked in any given year? And this is the problem I have with it. We want the best teams. You want inclusion. Well, tell them to schedule more difficult schedules. And I know it's easier said than done, but the reason you have it set up now, Boise State got in. We saw Arizona State get in.
John Calipari said it best last night after a big loss to Auburn. He said, we got a chance, because every night it's a quad one win or a quad one loss. So we got a chance. Now, I know that's basketball, but I'm bringing that to this to football. You know why they need to expand it to 14 to 16 teams, Jeremy?
What?
To be fair to the SEC, to the Big Ten.
Yeah.
Because you're trying your best to be so fair to these other conferences that don't deserve it, you're doing what you just said. You're excluding good teams from those other good conferences.
Those teams are punished from playing in a good conference and playing tough games.
So in the interest of fairness to the teams, to the conferences that deserve it, you need to expand. That because those two teams every year, last year, Longhorns, Bulldogs, Volunteers, went to the playoffs. I would make a case that Alabama, LSU, and South Carolina, and Texas A&M, and Ole Miss, and Missouri all went 5-3. Either one of those schools could have beaten anybody else on the other side. Could have.
Yeah. Could have, more than likely would have.
Exactly. So, you know, don't give me... And Big Ten, the Big Ten is worthy of it. You know, last year, Oregon, Indiana, Penn State, Ohio State, all went. Oh, man, Illinois and Iowa was 6-3. One of those, I mean, they had, fortunately, Big Ten had four in. But if you want to be fair, you got to be fair to those conferences, so you got to expand it.
They couldn't make us watch Iowa offense play, man. Come on. You ain't putting that in a bowl game. But, like, you talk about inclusion and making it fair for some of these the smaller conference teams. By expanding it, and I know you're saying this is more for the SEC and Big Ten.
I think so.
You're making it more difficult on those teams because now you don't just have to beat one or two teams to get to a championship. You're going to have to run through multiple because you're not, more than likely, you're not getting a bye. Mm-hmm. You know, we had the oddity this year where Boise State ended up, but the way that things worked out, and some people were like, well, these were the best teams. Why are they? It's just how it mapped out because there's never going to be a level playing field because every team doesn't play similar or the same schedules. And I understand for the smaller conferences, it's harder to book teams to give you a home and home. You might even have to give them two home games to get one, and they may say, ain't no way we're coming to Boise to play you.
I wouldn't.
We'll go to a neutral field.
Well, again, yeah, I'm not. Guess what, Boise State? If I'm seating 100,000 people, why am I coming to you? Why am I losing that revenue? If you can guarantee me the revenue that I would have made if we played at home, I'd do it. Other than that, why am I losing revenue to help you prove a point?
More than likely, you're giving them money.
Because the point that's going to be proven is we're going to whip your ass anyway. But so why am I losing money to do it?
So that's the point. That's their argument, is that we try to schedule these teams and they don't want to come play us. And people want to go, are they scared? No, it just doesn't make sense for them.
If it doesn't make dollars,
it doesn't make sense.
It's like you're up seven and you're under 2 minutes and the other team has no timeouts. Are you going to throw the football? No, because it doesn't make sense.
Oh, no, you have to throw the ball to give them a chance to come back.
Got
to
be fair.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Let's go to Tillman Island and get my man Jay. What's up, Jay?
Hey, guys. Great show. I was listening to you guys talking about the SEC, the Big Ten, and the small colleges making a tournament. I agree with you to an extent, but I love the fact that so many small colleges are getting there. Look at the year UMBC upset number one Virginia.
I think that was great, but let me ask you a question.
Different.
Let me ask you a question, Jay. Let's say that you're from, Florida. You're from Georgia. UMBC upsetting Virginia in round one was great. You loved that. But did you want to see UMBC in Elite Eight or Final Four?
No.
Yeah, it'd be great to see the underdog do something like that.
I wouldn't. I don't want to see that.
Everybody says this until the underdog does it, and then they don't watch.
And we remember Jay, how low ratings were. We had a Final
Mason
Four.
Made a run.
Yeah. Ratings weren't that good, Jay, because most people in America don't want to see it that late.
I got you. Yeah. But anyway, that's just the way I felt.
I agree. Thanks a lot, man. No, and you said it best, Jeremy. Basketball is different because you got almost 70 teams.
Yeah. So there's nobody should complain about missing, and now they're trying to expand that too. And then the other thing with talking about these teams and who you play and where you get to play them in football, by expanding that and changing everything, you're going to see some of these conferences where you're like, you're going to go look at a schedule and go, man, they don't have any signature road wins. And this team played five teams that were ranked on the road this year. Like, it's not even close when you're talking about level of the playing field. So those teams getting in, and when they do make that run, like we just did college basketball, Florida Gulf Coast. Remember when they made their run? People were watching because that was such a fun brand. It was alley-oops and, like, I mean, it looked like the L.A. Clippers from about 10 to 15 years ago. And it was an exciting brand, and people were watching all the way up until we got to the Elite Eight and Final Four, and then eyes start tuning out because you don't care about that team anymore. You just don't.
I'm looking at TV ratings for Final Fours, and the lowest ratings are for teams that aren't recognizable right by the rest of the country.
Because it's the masses. It'd be like if I came on the air and I love playing badminton and I set up a couple badminton segments. Yeah, you'll find a couple other people that like it, but for the most part, nobody cares about that.
Everybody knows Syracuse, Texas. Everybody knows Kansas. People don't know Marquette. When Kansas played Marquette in the semifinals, the ratings were under 7.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else was 8. The Syracuse, Texas game was an 8, and the championship game between Syracuse and Kansas was a 13. Recognizable teams, man. If I don't, I don't know you, I don't want to see that. Well, I mean, you guys can say what you want about, oh, everybody loves the underdog. Okay, all right.
I've said this for years, and I had so much pushback.
Until later.
Because people are like, no, we love to see these upsets. No, I want to see Duke play Kentucky.
People can say they hate Duke all they want. I want to see them play.
Yeah.
I want to see
them lose.
Whatever.
That's why I want to see them play.
Exactly.
You can't see them lose. All right. We all agree that Houston and Baylor probably aren't, if you don't watch college basketball, those teams aren't going to track you. Am I right?
No, I mean, Houston plays a defensive brand. Baylor does too a little bit. But yeah.
This was just 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just 4 years ago. You know what the ratings were for that game for the Final Four?
Mm-hmm.
4.4.
Really?
4.4. Consequently, the game after that, Gonzaga and UCLA, 8. It's UCLA.
Yeah, UCLA. Yep.
It's UCLA.
Yep. And
it's a brand.
To be fair, the one smaller school that has become, I don't want to say a powerhouse, but I'll list them in that. Gonzaga. People,
yeah.
Gonzaga's not the same old, like they're putting players in the NBA now. Multiple players. Like Chet Holmgren. Mm-hmm. You start looking at some of the guys from around the league that have played for a while out of Gonzaga. I mean, there's a ton of talented guys.
I just went back 20 years. 20 years. You know what the lowest rated championship game was in the last 20 years?
What?
Last year's. Can you remember who was in it?
No.
UConn and Purdue.
Oh, yeah.
It only got a 7.6.
Did that turn into a blowout?
No. I don't know.
Did UConn pull away in that? I think it did.
It's amazing nobody remembers.
Yeah.
This is one of the...
Seriously. You guys are rabid college basketball fans. I don't remember. It was... I swear, I don't know.
It's one of the things I struggle with the most, yeah. And just being like honest about it, like... I'm one of those guys that pride myself on remembering and knowing things, and I get them wrong all the time now because my brain is just fried.
Normally, sports stuff is the stuff I remember. Yeah, sports and music.
You do remember sports. I remember. Stuff. But, I mean, if you walked out to the stadium, just go outside the studio right now. If the salespeople are here, just ask them what state Gonzaga's in.
No.
Oh, I'm dead serious. I guarantee two people might know.
World of Stupid at 8:30. Don't go anywhere, Jeremy Kahn.
I'll wind up promoting a hemorrhoid cream or something.
But on the other side... Baltimore Ravens suddenly have cap space thanks to the league's wide increase. What is your first move if you're Eric DaCosta? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. 7:48 in the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Always makes me think of MTV.
Yeah, boys and girls, those of you who are going to school right now, MTV used to play videos.
Music videos.
Thus the music television.
Now I think they make more like TV shows and movies.
Did it start with Teen Mom, or was it the Real World?
I don't know. It probably the Real World because that was, you know, you talked about reality TV that wasn't officially reality TV.
Or was it?
I mean, you had
Beavis and the Band.
You had Beavis and Butthead too. They started getting into cartoons and playing stuff. So
I'm talking about the first of the reality shows. Was it Make It or the Band?
No, it would have been Real World.
Real World. Okay.
Because Road Rules came after that.
All right.
Did I ever tell you the story when I auditioned for that?
No.
I went down to D.C. at the, near D.C., the 930 Club.
Uh-huh.
And they had auditions.
I've been to a lot of concerts there.
Dude, I sat down at a table. Like, you think you're getting taken in for an interview, and they sit you down at a table with 10 people, and then they find the most beautiful people or the most interesting people or what they believe it to be, and they just ask them questions. And you're like, I just waited outside for 2 hours, and this is what's going to happen? So... what ended up happening, because I had an idea in my head of how to, I had a pair of underwear that said prisoner of love, and it had a heart on the crotch in a jail cell. Yeah, I know. And then so one girl said she was a dancer, and they asked another guy to get up and dance, and he was too embarrassed. I said, I'll get up and dance, and I jumped on the table and pulled my pants down and just started dancing. And I'm like, well, maybe I'll get noticed because of this. Didn't get the call back, so that didn't happen. But that was fun. Waiting in line just for nobody to ask you a simple question because there's a model, there's someone that danced for the president last night, and somebody like another guy.
You weren't interesting enough.
I wasn't beautiful enough or interesting enough even after I took my pants off.
So the Ravens in the league, they just got a huge increase on the cap. Yeah. Ravens now all of a sudden have cap space. I think Joe told me estimated $12.9 million in space right now before they make any movement. If you're Eric DaCosta, Jeremy Kahn, what's the first move?
I think the first thing you got to consider is Tyler Lindebaum. Like, you have to make, and I understand, like, everybody's talking about the cap, but this is an important decision that's going to affect the cap, whether or not you give him the fifth-year option, which I don't think there's any way they do that. And don't forget, after him, Adafi Owe's up. So you could end up getting a huge hit to your pass rush if you don't end up paying him. I think they might have to be in the market to try to find somebody to come in and help this team out as far as that facet goes. And then you got to figure out Ronnie Stanley. I know I'm giving you a bunch of different things, but like, I think all these things are imperative. And even though they got more cap money, I think it's imperative that you extend Lamar and restructure that deal.
Restructures.
Yeah. I mean, because the money's going to get allocated differently.
Yeah. Now, here's the deal. My first move might be Adafi Owe because I think he's easier than a Kyle Hamilton and those guys. But here's how important pass rush is. Adafi Owe ain't all that. But it's too risky to let him go.
You know what this feels like? It feels like Paul Kruger. Paul Kruger figured it out at the end of his career and got paid by the Browns. And he went right there and he was okay for a little while. I'm not saying, like, you have to figure out if paying Adafi Owe is the right move to make because he's been, what would you say, good, not great?
Yeah.
I think you expect more out of a first-round pick at some point.
Yeah, you do.
And maybe he is taking those steps forward, but I think a lot of people would look at it and go, yeah, I think he's okay, but I don't know if I want to pay him.
Yeah.
But if you don't pay him, you got to find somebody.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, he's not all that, but, you know, who else do you have? And you talk about Kruger. Kruger, his last year with the Ravens, had 9 sacks, and I think that's how he fooled Cleveland.
Yeah.
He had 4.5 his first year there with Cleveland, and then he had like 11 that second year.
Yeah, it didn't hurt that he had Terrell Suggs on the other
side.
He
disappeared, yeah. So, with Adafi Owe, you know, didn't they pick up his fifth year already? Joe, they had to have because he already played 4.
Because they got to make the decision. Right. Or no, this would be the year.
This is 4. He already played 4. Yeah, last year, before his fourth year.
Yeah, yeah, because Linderbaum's fourth year.
Right.
Yeah.
So he had 10 last year. It's intriguing enough. He has 15 sacks in the last 2 years. He's improved the past two years. It's intriguing enough when you got to get him, man. You got to extend him.
I think it's an interesting question because when we talked to McKusick, like, thinking that they wouldn't be able to sign both. Owe and Linderbaum. And I think the pass rush is so important, but the other thing you have to factor in is if you lose Linderbaum after this year, you're not only probably replacing your left tackle, you're replacing your center, you're trying to find a new right tackle unless you think the guy's on your roster, and you hope none of your other guards get pulled over for a DWI with a blood alcohol level at almost 2.
Right, specific there at the end there.
Dude, I had a blood alcohol level when they got me drunk on the air here at almost 2. I think it was right at 2. And I drank a whole bottle of Crown Royal Apple. Yeah. And I threw up so much that I popped blood vessels in my eyes and I couldn't see straight.
See, I would throw up not because of the drunk. I would throw up because you made me drink Crown Apple. What made you choose that?
It's just something that we would, like, my friends and I, when we were doing shots, and we are, like, college kids, we'll do 10 shots in a sitting, or at least I used to. I don't drink much anymore. But fact of the matter is, it would always be some sort of flavored whiskey or flavored whatever that would satisfy the whole room. You know what I mean?
Well, at the whiskey tasting last night at Missoni's, they had a pancake and bacon flavored bourbon.
Did you try it?
I said, no, thank you. He said, well, what flavor do you like? I said,
bourbon flavor. Yeah,
I don't want that.
A lot of these things that people try, like when the peanut butter whiskey came out, it was interesting. But after you drink it enough, you're like, yeah, I'm good with that. I don't need any more. But people loved it. I mean, same thing with Fireball and cinnamon whiskey. You know
how there's some things that you know before you do it, that you're not going to enjoy, so you just skip it?
I try to, but if people are buying drinks, I'm always going to drink.
No, I'm talking about in general, in life. You just skip it. That's me with alcohol. I know, but I'm the guy that when friends are around, they say, I'm going to do some bombs. I'm buying bombs. It's 8 of us. Give me 7 bombs and a tequila. Because they know I ain't drinking it.
I get it.
I'm not drinking it.
That's something you don't like. Like, you know, and it's not, it doesn't fit your flavor profile.
I like that. Can I have that? Can I have that?
Yes.
What flavor Rob, you want bourbon this? Do you No, like? It does not fit my flavor profile.
It sounds so classic.
It sounds less of being an a-hole.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Somebody's like, what is your flavor profile? Well, if you don't know, I'm not going to tell you. I
mean, come on. World is stupid. At 8:30, you got to say it like that. You got to say it all uppity like that.
Yeah.
World is stupid at 8:30, but on the other side, Major League Baseball, the league will use the challenge system in spring training for balls and strikes. When will it make it to the regular season? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.